This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Saddle up for a trail drive that features the legendary longhorn, an animal that can trace its roots back to Christopher Columbus.
The Texas longhorn, an icon of the past, was a work of nature, untouched by man's attempts at breeding and crossbreeding. When Christopher Columbus came to the New World in 1492, he brought with him Spanish cattle. They gradually spread into northern Mexico, and when other Spanish explorers such as Coronado traveled, they herded these Spanish cattle with them for food. If one became weak, it was left behind to die or fend for itself. These stray cattle that were strong enough to make a comeback were the original ancestors of Texas longhorns. Only the hardy survived. The strongest bulls were the herd sires. A calf survived due to its mother's innate sense to protect its young from predators at all costs. During the Civil War, there were millions of these longhorns free-ranging over Mexico and Texas. These hardy animals would intermingle and breed with settlers' cattle that were held for dairy and beef purposes. Soldiers returning from the war found these tough cattle in vast numbers and realized that they could be turned into cash for those persons with the ability to outsmart them, round them up, and drive them northward. The cattle were driven to railheads and shipped to the east as a food source. Only the Texas longhorn, formed by a harsh environment, could withstand these trail drives. Driving wild longhorns through miles of prairie, sometimes void of any water for long stretches, was a job and an economic venture. The North American cowboy evolved from a farmhand to someone who could handle any horse in any circumstance along the trail. Cowtowns such as Dodge City and Abilene came into existence, as well as the vivid lifestyle associated with them. Much of the history of the American West was written during this time, but the trail drive era actually lasted less than 15 years. Fenced ranges, a cattle disease called Texas fever, and some catastrophic winter storms and a decrease in demand for meat in the East put an abrupt stop to this market. The impact of longhorns on the High Plains diminished periodically, but over the years the breed has been preserved from extinction. Just as their harsh environment formed them, the breed continues to form and evolve in today's world and to continue to be a vital part of the West. Thanks to Legend Magazine, published in Dodge City, for contributing to this story. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Nancy Moore in Buckland, Kansas.
Our regional programming staff at High Plains Public Radio works closely with area historic societies and museums to produce the stories you hear on High Plains history. They're often suggested, researched, or written by volunteers who enjoy looking to the past to find the historical happenings that shape the landscape of the place we call home. From blizzards and prairie fires to train wrecks and trail drives, from famous lawmen to infamous outlaws, we're looking for the stories that made the Great Plains great. If you'd like to help us tell the tales of the people, places, and events in your town or county, please contact us through our website at hppr.org or call Skip Mancini at 1-800-678-7444.